Thank you very much. It's 17 past 8. My humid and mostly sunny today and a top of 30 degrees. Quite a few people that barrack for the Eagles. Will they be barracking for the Dockers? I'm going for Frio women's team so that Fremantle women's team wins a premiership before the men's team. Wow. That way I can give my Fremantle supporters even more grief.
I tell you what, a premiership, in all seriousness, a premiership is a premiership, and if they win it, it'll mean something. One of the things that commentators and others are trying to work out is the terminology, and I did the women's match last year.
Yep.
One of the difficulties was, like, for example, are they manning up? And does the coach say, come on, guys, we've got to man up?
Yeah. Are you a backman?
Or a back person?
Yes. So how do you get around all that stuff?
Well, you're a defender.
So how long is the game?
You're a forward or you're a defender?
How long is a game of
football?
Well,
there's sort of 18-minute quarters.
With time on?
Yeah, a little bit of time on. Yeah.
Okay. So they play each other once and then they go through it and every team plays one another?
Every team plays each other once.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we've got Amy Lavelle. She's a Docker, AFL-LW. How are you, AFL women?
AFL-W.
Is that how you AFL women's competition.
AFL-W.
AFL-W.
Pretty simple. AFL-W. And Amy Milsey has been named to play at full forward. She's last year's WA Women's Football League leading goal scorer, and she will be the big target up in front of the sticks.
Up front, we'll hope so she kicks a bag tonight. Amy, congratulations on being, a debutante for the initial Women's Football League.
Amy, we'll just get you to move around a little bit because the reception's not so good, but you must be terribly excited and all of the girls must be very excited flying over for the first weekend of footy.
Yeah, really excited. I'm really raring to get going and play the game on Saturday night.
How long's the game? Bess says 18 minutes quarter, is that right?
Yeah, that's with time on. So the 15-minute quarters and then roughly, 4 to 5 minutes time on.
Okay, so you still have a quarter time break and a half time break, etc. Have you got a team song or do you sing What the Boys Sing?
We sing What the Boys Sing.
Okay. So obviously there's a bit of nervous energy there today and you take on the Bulldogs. Are they going to be a formidable opponent?
Yeah, I think they've got some really good players. A lot of the players that are in that team and... just really excited to take them on, and I think it'll be a very good contest.
So, Amy, nerves, obviously. What's it like out at the airport now? I mean, has it been... does it feel like you're about to embark on history? Do you realise the sense of the place in the game you guys might occupy as the very first?
Yeah, I think it's starting to sink in. I think it really sunk in that training last night that we were heading over to Melbourne and as a team, and... there's a bit of a buzz around this morning and, we're really excited.
A lot of people are wondering what sort of involvement Ross Lyon and others from the male team have had. What sort of impact or involvement have they had with your pre-season and your planning?
Obviously, they train at a different time of the day, so we don't get to see them as much. But Ross is obviously always there. He had a chat to us earlier in the pre-season and the boys got around us with our jumper presentation. So, definitely exciting.
I understand Sean McManus spoke to you guys and spoke very, very well. What were his messages to you?
It was really important for him to wear the jumper every game that he played. And he just said, as soon as we got that jumper, just to really know the significance of playing in a Frio jumper and just to take everything as it comes and play hard, play relentless footy.
Now, who's on your coaching panel? I know one of ours is Paul Hazelby. Who else is there?
We obviously got Craig Thompson, who's our defensive coach, and then Wilbur, Tony Walters, who is our forwards coach as well, and then we've got Martine Pierman, who helps out with our backline.
Michelle Cowan's the head coach, obviously. She's had great success. She's been with Melbourne, and she's very, very well regarded. We were just talking earlier before you came on. So does Michelle say to you guys, come on, you need to man up, or has the terminology changed because of the male, female, the obvious?
I think our structures are a little bit different, so we tend to really focus on being hard at the footy and sort of the same terminology. We just like to get in there and have a good scrap.
Have a crack. Who are some of the players we'll fall in love with, some of the characters in your team?
Pardon?
Who are some of the characters in your team that you think the public will fall in love with?
There's a few. There's a lot of girls with a lot of different personalities and a lot of different characters, so I think they'll fall in love with the whole team.
Yeah, excellent.
Hey, you were the leading goal kicker last year. What's the biggest bag you've kicked?
I kicked 10 one game last week, or two bags of 10,
two
I think, last
10.
Season.
So. Imagine if you started with a 10 on the weekend. That would be something. And, and live on TV, is that special for you so that everybody at home can watch?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. We've got a lot of girls have got family and friends heading over for the game. So, but there's definitely a lot of hype, and I had a lot of messages of people encouraging us and looking forward to watching us live on TV.
Good luck. It's tomorrow afternoon, 4:40 our time at the Wooden Oval. Good luck, Amy. Let's hope you can bring home the bacon.
Yeah, we hope so too. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Amy Lavelle there. She's a Docker AFLW player.
Really significant. I think over the coming weeks people will see the significance of it. And
how many people will get there?
Well, they're saying 15,000 for tonight's match, Carlton and Collingwood. They had to move the venue because Olympic Park was going to be too small, so they've moved it to Optus Oval or Princes Park.
Right.
Tomorrow night, there probably won't be that many, but I reckon...
What about when they play here? How many will go?
I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. And I haven't been to the footy just to go and watch the footy forever.
Right.
I mean, I'm always working. So, yeah, I'm going to go. I reckon there'll be a huge crowd there. Fremantle Oval... on a Friday or Saturday night, you don't reckon it'd be good fun to go and watch the women play and go and have a bite to eat?
Go to the markets afterwards.
And just don't get food poisoning from the pizza shop and you'll be sweet.
Exactly right.
Good luck to all of the women and good luck to Fremantle in particular. They're our team in the comp and I reckon you'll find a few Eagles supporters will get behind them as well.
Someone who knows said get on them to win. They reckon they can win the whole thing. So they're not going to be easy beats. They may not win tonight, by the way, but follow them from there on.